Yesterday afternoon, saw longtime friend, longtime educator, Mix Nation, principal for years, Susan Brannigan Ramp on CTV News, going coast to coast to coast with her love for the World Junior Hockey team here from Canada, beat the U.S. last night and the gold medal game tonight. Now, we sent an invite for Suzanne Brannigan Ramp to join us. Good morning.
How are you doing, son?
Not bad.
Hi, Susan.
Now, if CTV can have you for a few minutes, surely you can give Mix 97 a few minutes.
Anything for you, Sean.
Now,
anything for you.
You were to have a doctor's appointment yesterday.
Yes.
And then you found out what time it was, and you thought, I'm never going to get home in time to watch the game.
But I was willing to take it because I know how busy they are, you know, and I'm like, okay. And then I was worried about the nurses getting home and the staff getting home and me getting home. And then within 30 minutes, they called me back and said, how's 8:30 in the morning? And I'm like, yes, that's fantastic.
So this is the oncology department at Belleville General Hospital yesterday.
Yes. Dr. Chubak's my doctor there, and the nurses are amazing. And then all of a sudden, the nurse, when she was doing the treatment yesterday morning, she goes, oh, we have a note on your file that we have to make sure we get you home for the hockey game tonight.
Oh, that's pretty nice of them to have that.
Right? I like it says that on my file. I go, that's fantastic. You guys are like total detail-oriented. They're just the best.
And I'm sure you got home and watched the game last night. What did you think?
It was exciting, not a little too exciting at the beginning, let me tell you. We were pretty, like, on edge. The U.S. came out kicking, as you knew they would, right? You knew they'd come out just gunning and fast. But it was the little turning point of the game with a couple of, you know, goals that got waved off. I asked Katie, you know, what do you think of that? She goes, oh, yeah, if they touch my pads, forget it. I'd be all over them, too. So
yeah, your daughter was a goaltender and still is. But on your CTV National interview,
yes,
you referred to P.K. Subban and some of the names from the past that got you and your family so addicted, if you will, for the World Junior Hockey Championships.
That's right. Like, I remember, I think it was around 2009 when it was in Ottawa. And as a surprise, I got tickets because so many of the Bulls were playing in our World Juniors that year. So P.K. was playing for Canada. And then we were lucky to see a game of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also saw Eric Pangrady play for the U.S. And I think he might have been the captain then. And Philip Grubauer was playing for Germany. So we got to see three Bulls in action. And it was just, and the kids, you know, they got the flag going around. And the atmosphere is just crazy when it's, hometown Canada game. So we just had a blast, and I was just thinking in the Maritimes, you can tell they're just really excited, and I think it's great for the teams that play there because, you know, the barn gets electric. It's really fun.
I know you're going to be watching the gold medal game tonight
with
Canada.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Are you doing anything special for tonight?
I don't know. Once you get hockey going, you got to do the exact same thing. You know, you have to have the same drink sitting beside you. You got to have. There's all these things, right?
Yeah.
It's an hour different time zone. Like it's 5:30, I think, instead. So we got to try and adjust our dinner hour.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll sit in all the same chairs. I don't know, but we'll be screaming, I'm sure, all over again. It's going to be fun. And it's good for you, Sean, a little bit earlier so you can get to bed okay.
Exactly. And I just want to ask you how you're doing. Susan retired from education. It's got to be a couple of years now. You were, I think your last posting was as principal at Sacred Heart in Marmara.
Yes, I love Marmara and Sacred Heart.
And then you retired, and then you got word from your doctors you had a battle ahead of you.
Yes, I just walking around thinking, geez, it's a little harder doing our daily walks, and all of a sudden I thought, oh gosh, COVID must have gotten me. And then it turned out, you know, my chest congestion was stage 4 lung cancer, like out of nowhere. So I'm like, okay, let's battle this one on. And Yeah, but I'm doing great. Thanks to the doctors. You know, I ended up in KGH2 for a bit, and but Belleville General, with the treatments I get every 3 weeks, I'm just walking around again, you know, 2.6 kilometers the other day. So we're just really living life. And, you know, Dr. Chubak said to me, and I said this in the CTV thing, she says, you're not living for treatment. You're having treatment to live. So, you know, get out there and live life. And I say that to everybody.
Oh, that's a great message. Yeah. Thank you, Susan. Yeah.
Thank you for this and being so open about your journey, and all the best.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and I think I did a talk one time at the Tree of Life baseball tournament a while back too. So and they raised a ton of money for the oncology department. So shout out to them and all the great people who are doing so many things. And you know, you guys for having me on. That's great, Sean.
Susan Brannigan-Ramp joining us this morning, Canada's biggest hockey fan for the World Junior Hockey Championships. Enjoy the game tonight.
I will. Go for the gold.
All right. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks.
See ya.